think it's sick.
I usually mute it in between when I talk, so that won't come out.
All right, this is the Grunt Free Press Podcast, Episode 8. I am Absolute Deicide from GruntFreePress.com.
I am Clay Cuckolds from the internet.
He's not a real person. He lives in the internet.
And I'm actually a bot.
He watches everything you're doing. He's spyware.
Yep. My code was written to watch your tweets, your comments, judge them, and judge you, ultimately.
He's the one everyone worries about, people looking at you through your cameras and your Kinects and all that, and that's what he is. He's an AI. He's nanobots from the fucking NSA contracted him out.
Yep. I see XXXSniper22, I see you, if you're listening. Clean your room.
Filthy animal. Put down the bong. Clean your room. Stop playing Call of Duty for fucking 5 seconds.
Yeah, say no to drugs. No, I'm just kidding. Say yes to them. They're definitely good.
Say yes to all the drugs. Every one of them.
Yeah, so that's what everyone does. Like, don't do drugs and, you know, everybody's fucking blowing lines at work. You know, your father's probably buying Oxycontins from some kid. You know, don't do drugs, but I'm going to sniff them in the garage.
I keep seeing, like, fucking, like, those orange caps of fucking, like, needles, dude, like, everywhere. And I'm just like, man.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, heroin's today. Big. It's a big heroin scene.
Is it a scene now? I don't know. I think it was.
Absolutely.
I was a pioneer in my day. I don't know.
It's gotten big now. Yeah, I mean. No, now it's, you know, it's trendy. Heroin is a new thing. You know, there's heroin spots, like coffee shops.
Is there? Wow. I fucking wish that was the case back in my day. Back in my partying days.
Yeah, it's kind of ugly. It's an ugly part of society, you know, but it's.
But if it's cool, if it's hip, dude, you know.
Yeah, that's the thing, you know. I mean, I don't know. It's hip. Do it. Try it. Sniff it. Shoot it.
You gotta try everything at least once, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, wasn't it? Yeah. I'd recommend it. I'd say, I'd give, you know, in moderation, I'd give it, you know, I'd give it probably a 5, 6 out of 10.
It's pretty low, man. I don't know. I'd give it a 10 out of 10.
All right. Yeah. See, I didn't, that was only a few tries, so, you know, it was tasted good, though. I remember it.
Speaking of hips and doing stuff on your hip, you want to talk about hipsters?
Oh, yeah. Hipsters are great.
I actually did a little research, and you know what?
I was talking about hipsters in 1994, so I don't really even.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It's like fucking, it's the same thing. It's like, it seems like this generation, going to old man fucking rocking chair, fucking get off my lawn talk, dude. It's like this generation, dude. Like what is their thing? Like, what's their fucking, it's like nothing, no culture. There's nothing. It's just everything's fucking nostalgia from like the 90s, you know? It's fucking like nothing new. Like, what, like new music has come out in the past, like fucking like 10 years, you know?
I mean, you know me.
Not that I follow it, but you figure like something would be like, oh, you know, well, yeah, that shit's, you know, fucking, this shit's fucking gay, all this garbage. But listen to this, you know, isn't this fucking cool? Or, you know, you'd figure it'd be like memes all over the internet of like something good. There's fucking like nothing, dude. It's just fucking trash, cultural fucking wasteland of fucking the next generation, you know?
Yeah, these young kids are out of control.
Well, they're not out of control. That's the thing. They're just fucking just bland, fucking bland generation, dude. Bland fucking people.
Boring. I don't know. Maybe it's an internet generation. I mean, that's what. I don't know. I mean, I couldn't even answer that because I don't. I think everything sucks. I don't know if that just comes with getting older. I mean, or if everything genuinely sucks.
Yeah,
as far as music, I feel like
I just think like in general, it's just dead, isn't it? I mean, it's fucking just like
nothing. It seems like it.
Nothing's happening, dude. It's just like,
I mean, I couldn't name any rock. You know, I could name maybe a few metal bands that, you know.
But new, I mean, that doesn't come out in the past like 10
years. Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Like,
but I'm not that into the scenes, you know, to pay attention. But I haven't, nothing's caught my attention, at least, in really any genre.
Yeah, it just seems
especially
like
hip-hop, you know? I mean, I could appreciate good hip-hop, like Wu-Tang or, you know, whatever. Even the classics, West Coast, Biggie, whatever, anything, you know? But this shit...
But again, that doesn't really change in the past like 20 years. You know what I mean? It's like fucking that shit got big in like the '80s and the '90s, and then like from like where's it gone from since then? Like, you know, like what's changed?
Yeah, probably
sounds,
backwards because it
sounds
it
like
sucks.
The same shit, dude. It just sounds like the same shit. Just, you know, maybe different people or whatever, but it's like not. Yeah, it's not like moving forward at all. It seems like it's fucking staying the same or going back. There's nothing new coming out. You know, like even like fucking like techno, like industrial, all that shit's from like the fucking 90s too. There's nothing new. I don't know.
No, I would agree. I mean, I feel that way about movies as well.
Yeah, same thing.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I've given up on movies. I mean, although I did see the trailer for Black Mass, and that's not something I would watch. I mean, I would know. I'll watch it because I like that.
Never even heard of that. What is it?
Oh, that's the it's the Whitey Bulger. I don't know if whatever you want to call it. Johnny Depp plays Whitey.
Oh, really? That sounds cool anyway.
It actually, yeah, it looks, you know, looks dark and looks like, you know, looks pretty decent. He looks a lot like him. And it's Johnny Depp. I mean, he can be pretty good.
He's not a huge fan, but
dude, I love that. What's that opera? Not, it wasn't an opera. Love that movie.
Sweeney Todd.
Yeah. Love that movie.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I haven't seen it in a while, but I did like that a lot. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. It looked pretty good. I was actually, I thought of it. I'm like, wow, it's the first movie that's really, I would even think about watching in the theater. You know, I probably won't even go to a theater. It didn't seem a theater type movie. You know, it's probably a drama.
Right. Wait for it to come out and fucking, no, maybe not Netflix, but whatever. Yeah. Fucking.
Yeah, exactly. But it's just a good movie. That, I mean, I know you love Mad Max, and I still have yet to see it because I'm not a huge movie guy.
You probably should. I'm going to be talking about the game Mad Max for about an hour, so.
Well, good thing I'm sitting down.
I think I fucking mentioned fucking the movie or the game in, like, every episode of this fucking podcast, so, like, 2 months or so. Fucking Mad Max every week, I'd say, if I had to guess. I don't listen to this shit, but if I had to fucking guess what I was talking about, yeah, probably.
I know, I don't even know anybody that listens to this garbage.
I look at the numbers, you know, I'll tell you something. Some numbers there.
People are listening, the word is out.
Keeping the company, I don't want to disclose our secrets, but I'll just say I do look at those stats.
Okay.
But hipsters, yeah. So I did a little. I actually went out of. I usually don't research shit, but I had a little heated conversation about hipsters. It's randomly, not really heated, just fucking one comment. But that was enough for me.
That's good enough.
That's good enough for me. So yeah, they fucking, you know, like, what is a hipster? Like, you know, people fucking, oh, this doesn't mean anything, and blah blah blah. You know, fucking. There's just people that's, you know, just random. You can call anybody a hipster, but I mean, there's fucking, you know. there is, you can look at people and just say, you know, you're a fucking hipster, because they are fucking hipsters. But I did a little bit of research, and fucking, like, the word, you know, it comes from the word hippie, which came from, they used to call people hip because they'd fucking smoke opium, like in opium dens. They'd lay on,
opium.
And they'd lay on their hips as they smoked, and that's where, like, the name came from. Like, oh, what are you, hip? Like, you gotta be hip? Like, fucking, true story.
Okay, I like that.
But, I mean, yeah, so fucking, you know, like, do you think, like, again, it's going back to, like, there was, like, hipsters in the 90s, and they've really changed since then, you know? It's fucking pretty much just, they do everything, like, ironically, you know? They fucking pretty much take what's popular, and they fucking, like, try to, like, mock it and be like, I think it just starts off, like, they're being ironic about shit, you know? And then they just take it, like, the next step where it stops being a joke, and it's like, they actually start doing, like, you know, liking, like, really shitty things, dude, and then it stops being, like, ironic, and they try to pass it off, like, straight face, like, oh, no, I really do like fucking, you know, this stupid fucking handlebar mustache, you know, like, fucking, I like this fucking fedora, you know?
Fedoras, yeah, classic look.
Yeah, I mean, fucking, it just becomes, like, their identity, and it stops being ironic, you know, it's not even fucking making fun of shit anymore, it's not, like, satire, it's fucking, like, they try to, like, wear it like a fucking badge of pride, all this fucking dumb shit that's, like, really, you know, bland and fucking stupid, you know what I mean, like, fucking real shitty that nobody in their right mind would like, but they play it up like, you know, they actually do like it, and try to, like, elevate it above, oh, you just don't get it or something, or, you know, you're not cool enough to get it. It's just fun, you know what I mean? It just goes beyond, crosses that line between, like, oh, this is stupid, let's make fun of it, and to fucking, like, oh, this is stupid, but I'm so cool, I'm going to pretend it's not fucking retarded, you know? Empty people, fucking bland people, and no, like, actual identity. They just got a fucking... belong to
now. There's all kinds of hipsters, right? There's music hipsters, movie hipsters.
Well, I mean, they're all the same. That's us, you know. I mean, fucking, it's all the same shit. They just take what's popular. So, you know, you look at the 90s and, like, you know, you think of a hipster back then, and it was, like, you know, music. So they'd take, like, whatever, dude. They do, like, their shitty, like, indie music, you know, like, fucking coffee shop, fucking acoustic guitar, fucking poetry garbage, you know, and, like, that'd be their thing. You know, who wants to listen to that? It's just so fucking, like, inoffensive and fucking safe and just fucking, you know what I mean? It's fucking so, like, gay.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Fucking, like, nobody wants to fucking listen to that shit, but fucking it goes beyond. Like, there probably is, like, a certain, like, you know, certain little group that actually does like that, and then, like, people just cling on to that to make it, like, oh, I want to, you know, I'm different, I can do this, and, you know what I mean? I like this shit, you know? That's because music was the big thing in the 90s, like, fucking, you know, back in the day, like, that was, like, the main, like, form of entertainment was that, and then, like, movies, and you get, like, fucking, you know, actual, like, indie fucking, like, filmmakers, like, fucking Tarantino and, like, the Coen brothers and shit, like, doing, like, different shit, you know, and then fucking just people just take that and make, like, real crappy fucking garbage movies, and people cling to that, too. And then now, fucking fast forward to now, and now it's like fucking, you know, video games, like, the most popular fucking form of entertainment. Then you get, like, all these people like, oh, no, I always like games and blah, blah, blah. And fucking, you know, and they fucking hang on that just because it's popular, you know, and fucking, and they'll tell you how much games suck and, like, what's wrong with them and fucking, you know, make their own shitty games and try to convince you that it's fucking good. I'll tell you, dude, I'm just sick of the whole, like, scene, dude. I'm, like, I'm officially sick of fucking, like, the indie game scene. I'm just done with it. I don't want to fucking hear about it any fucking more.
Yeah, I've never even ventured onto the indie side. I just stay away immediately. Anything indie, you know what I mean? Indie movies, indie music, anything indie, I'm not on that boat.
Well, it always starts out, like, good, like, fucking, like, Braid, you play Braid, like, fucking, that was good.
Nope.
Limbo was good, like, fucking, the shit that came out, like...
Played that for, like, 5 minutes, say. I don't know, I just...
I said, well, I don't know, it's fucking a good game. I mean, like, certain ones are good when you get that, you know what I mean? It's fucking, like, alright, well, or, like, whatever, I mean, fucking, that shit's been around for, like, people have always fucking, like, since, like, the dawn of fucking video games, you know what I mean? People have, like, fucking... two people in the, or one or two people in the fucking basement, like banging away at something to fucking make, you know what I mean, make their own thing, that's fine. But when it becomes like a scene, as soon as anything becomes like a scene, you can call it a scene, dude, it's fucking like dead. Just like forget about it. Like it's fucking garbage. It's fucking all done. But then when it becomes like, you know, fucking the mainstream fucking sites and shit start calling it a scene and like covering that shit, it's like, dude, just fucking forget about it. Like any legitimacy it ever fucking had is it's done at that point. I'm just so sick of fucking seeing like all this fucking garbage, dude, get talked up. You hear about it for like years, you know. You hear about all these fucking games, dude, and they all sound like fucking, and they sound like the titles sound like fucking 90s fucking indies bands, dude. You know, it's like fucking all Lovers in a Dangerous Space Time. It's like, oh, cool, dude. Didn't they play with fucking Space Hog or something like in the fucking 90s? Like some fucking, you know, didn't they open for fucking REM once? Like, fucking shitty, dude. And they all fucking.
REM, a fucking shit band. REM is that's I put that up there with U2 as like.
No, that's a different level. U2 is a different level of fucking shit because that's fucking like
Dude,
real.
that's some worldwide classic shit. Like I don't think I've ever met a real person that admits to enjoying U2.
I almost got into fucking fights, dude. Me and fucking Tony, dude, almost fucking fought some kid because he fucking liked U2 once. Like you, like he was like aggressive about it, dude. It was like, oh,
Really?
yeah, it was like, oh, the band sucks, like whatever. And he's just like trying to pretty much, he almost like fucking run into like a real life fucking like internet troll, dude. Like, he wouldn't let it go. Like he's fucking just all about how much U2, how great U2 is, how talented they are.
Yeah, I don't hear it. I don't see it. I mean, yeah, they've got longevity, but I can't understand how.
Oh, they're huge, dude. They're a fucking massive fucking superstar band, dude. But they fucking suck. But
Without making one song that I like.
yeah.
I guess that's impressive. Good for your fans, fucking losers.
No, it's like I said, I fucking wrote something like it. But somebody asked me once, oh, do you like, I'm like, oh, what kind of music do you listen to? I'm like, I listen to a little bit of everything, you know, a lot of fucking classic rock, a lot of fucking like metal, a lot of punk. Oh, what are you listening to? Oh, do you like indie? Like indie music? It's like, dude, that's not like a fucking real thing. Like you can't, you know what I mean? There's no such thing as fucking indie music. There's not like a
Yeah, I
genre.
thought that was like a chick thing. Like, chicks are into
Well,
indie
it
music.
was a chick asking me, so yeah. But I mean, it's not like fucking like real. It's not like a genre of music or like a sound. It's just fucking just like how it gets made and like how it gets like published and shit, you know? Same thing. It's just related to games. It counts too. So, fuck you. I want to hear about it. But like fucking yeah, dude, it's just like fucking like yeah, it's not like a genre. It's just like it just means independent. Like, oh, it's independent. Like I can make a fucking independent fucking metal album, you know what I mean? It'd still be fucking indie. Or I can make a
You
fucking
have an indie website.
yeah, exactly. Yeah, I do, yeah. So fucking yeah, I'm indie, dude.
Fucking hipster.
Yeah, dude. I'm fucking wicked indie, bro. So I'm all about you. Let's make it a scene. You can make it a fucking grunt free press fucking indie scene, dude.
Yeah, we can get some scarves. You know, fedora one of us can wear.
Yeah, dude, you can fucking, I'll go to my office on a fucking bike, dude. I'll bike there. Fucking fixed wheel bicycle. Like, dude. We can go on a tandem one, like in me and you. Like, can
Yeah.
pedal it together, dude. And if people, like, you
All
know,
right.
give us looks, you can just be like, what? No, I don't understand. Like, I don't get, like, why are you looking at me like that? Like, you know? I'm just so anti fucking mainstream that I gotta fucking call attention to the fact that I'm fucking so anti-mainstream, dude. Yeah. Fuck you. Yeah, I'm just sick of it, dude. Oh, yeah, you hear about these fucking games for like 2 years, you know? It's like, oh, I went to PAX and we fucking met this guy. He's been there for 2 years. We're gonna keep covering this shit. And then it's on fucking early access, dude. The game's on early access for like another year. So you're hearing about it for like 3 years, and it comes out and you play it, and it takes like fucking like 20 minutes to fucking play. There's nothing to it, you know? You talk about it for like 2 seconds and nobody hears about it again, so it's fucking shitty in the first place and nobody cares. Fucking just, I'm just sick of hearing about that shit.
Yeah, I just try to put on the blinders and ignore it.
Wish I could. But I gotta fucking comb through fucking sites, dude, to find, you know what I mean, to fucking look for some news or something worthwhile to fucking talk about, you know? Like,
Yeah, yep.
get my fucking game news, and it's just, oh, fucking continuum of fucking, Lazarus or something, dude. It's like, yeah, cool. They opened for fucking Coldplay once, I think. It's like, dude, you guys.
Continuum of Lazarus. That's
Yeah.
great. Is that a real band? Because that's fucking.
It's a band or a game, dude. Take your pick. It's fucking. It's like all the 90s kids that are in fucking shitty high school indie bands, dude. They all fucking just had probably had a notebook of like band names they didn't use. Now they're making fucking indie games. They're just using it, repurposing it for that. That's what it seems like.
Yeah, that's bullshit. It's like the guys that buy records and shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Oh, I feel it sounds so much better. Oh, it fucking doesn't.
Yeah. Like, yeah, sure it does, guy. Sure it does.
Yeah, it's one thing. It's like, it was that slow. It was a slow period where real fucking games don't come out for, during the summer and shit. It's like, yeah, fine. But it's like, dude, now there's actual games coming out, dude. Just fucking move on. You know what I mean? Fucking. Just stop fucking covering that shit, man. All these fucking indie, it's just like one, I have one idea for a game. I'm just gonna fucking make it into a fucking shitty, boring game, dude. This one idea that's kind of like creative or different, and then I'm gonna make it fucking 90s fucking pixel art like every other fucking game. Make it control like shit. And just, I don't know, just fucking charge fucking $20 for it when it probably should be free, and fucking get it covered on fucking Giant Bomb and fucking IGN for 2 years. Like, dude, go fuck,
Yeah.
just fucking stop, dude. Just fucking stop the shit. All I'm saying is just stop.
Just stop it.
Stop. It's fucking bad.
That shit's. Yeah, I always thought it was. I don't know.
I said, I mean, I can get into some games. I'm like, oh, yeah, this is cool. Like, whatever. It's, good game. Like, whatever, And then it's fucking, you hear about like a million of them. It's like, dude, there's gotta be like some kind of like curation to it. Like, you can't just fucking every fucking indie dev you fucking met at PAX, you had a fucking beer. It's always like, oh, he always seemed like a really nice guy and blah, blah, blah. It's like, yeah, it's fucking like, cover my buddy's fucking games, dude. And that dude, a lot of them too are like ex-journalists, So I can like, the guy just like fucking like Transistor and like Bastion and shit. He used to work at like Gate. Work for fucking GameSpot, like writing. So it was like, yeah, all his buddies are covering his fucking games and shit. It's like, dude, so like fucking awful, dude. Such a scene, such a fucking faggot scene.
Yeah, I don't want a part of that scene.
Again, if somebody actually was like, oh, I found this game that's really cool, you should check it out. Yeah, but then you say that about like all this fucking just shit, it's fucking like garbage, dude. That's not like, ugh, just fucking stop it. Yeah.
Yeah, stop.
Just stop.
Please stop. Please just give it up. I'm sure there's, I don't know, there's some, I don't even know. I'm high. I don't even know what the fuck.
Again, it's not something I'm not against fucking somebody making a game by themselves or whatever and fucking like, making it something fucking unique and fucking fun to play, dude, and fucking like getting it out there. That's fucking cool. But again, it's a fucking goddamn scene, dude. It's just fucking like, it's like a label. It's fucking label, fucking, terrible. It's been going on for like fucking 3 years too long at this point. It's fucking, I'm finally just at the point where I'd be like, yeah, whatever, I'd stay like neutral on it or whatever. I'll check, this looks cool, I'll check it out, like whatever. Now I'm just fucking past that point where I'm like, dude, I just fucking just don't want to fucking hear about the shit. Like, it just sucks, dude. There probably is shit that's coming up that's good, that's fucking like indie, you know what I mean? It's fucking, it probably would be good. I'm just so sick of hearing about that shit in general. It just fucking fuck itself sideways. Yeah. There's a Forza 6 demo out though.
Ooh, really? I'm gonna have to get that.
Yeah, you should. It's fucking pretty good. Fucking.
How long of a demo?
I played like probably half a dozen races or so. It's pretty decent.
Okay. Runs pretty smooth. I mean, no disappointments.
No, I mean, I only played a little bit just because I bought it. You know what I mean? I already fucking, I don't have to be fucking sold on the demo. I fucking already bought the game, but
Yeah, I know. We know you're going to buy it anyway. I just didn't know if it was, you know, anything disappointing to it. You know, I like to look at the negative in everything.
it's fucking, dude, it's gorgeous. It's fucking amazing looking. So, yeah, if
That
I,
sounds good.
yeah, I played like, oh, probably like half a dozen. One of them, like fucking the third or the fourth race you do, you're just like in like an Indy car, like open, no like windshield or nothing. You're not like in, you know, it's just open. You're going off through like the fucking Indy 500, that speedway. The fucking just, it's just like a circle. It's like, dude, the fucking sense of speed, dude, is fucking ridiculous. It just fucking blew me away.
Yeah, it feels accurate.
Yep.
Now you always play in first person view, so you like,
oh,
you got to.
It's the only way you got to do it. Yeah, if you're not doing that, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah. Probably some fucking piece of shit hipster.
Yeah.
Doesn't think it's authentic enough for.
Oh, I don't play racing games. It's bad for the environment. I play fucking Bicycle Simulator. Curry, it probably is fucking, I think there is like some fucking stupid game, but like curry and shit on a bike, like it's the whole game. Like fucking just delivering packages.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah. Fuck you, hipsters, you fucking cunt. Yeah, dude, it's fucking, it's amazing. It's fucking just, it blows me away, dude. Just fucking doing that race, that open wheels, open fucking cockpit thing, dude. Just fucking just. The feeling, like the pit of your stomach drops out, dude. You hit like fucking like 200
Really?
miles an hour, dude. It's just like, oh wow, dude. And fucking like, it just feels like so fucking like, you know, you get sucked in.
I like that.
I did anyway. It's like, dude, I'm gonna fucking end up dying if I hit something, you know.
You gotta get one of those racing chairs.
Oh yeah, I get the whole setup.
You got that donation money coming in. We'll just get you a nice. Maybe a GoFundMe for your racing chair.
Yeah. Well, after I buy, like, you know, my house with the donation money, I'll probably, and I'll look into that, but I gotta get my priorities straight.
A nice compound.
Yeah. A couple of this. Make sure you back our Patreon and visit our Kickstarter page.
Yeah, we'll give you a T-shirt.
Yeah. I'll say your name on air if you donate.
Ooh, that's good.
If you back the Patreon for at least $100 a month, I'll get your name on air.
Yeah, you'll be first to know about the upcoming content on Grunt.
Yeah,
King
I'm gonna
Press.
Start doing. You get, you know, you can get the premium articles. You can, you know, actually access them. Otherwise, you know, you're not gonna be able to. So.
Yeah. That's what I would do. Okay.
I'm just gonna put everything behind a paywall. You know, it's not that I haven't put up any articles all week because I've been playing Mad Max for like 40 hours. There's a bunch of them there. You just gotta sign up for the premium account to access them. I wrote like a small novel. I just fucking, if you can't see him, he's because he's being paid enough. I'm not even gonna tell you how much it is. You just gotta keep pumping money in, and then the fucking articles,
yeah.
The articles will pop up at some point.
What a joke that is. That's fucking.
Yeah, dude.
Unreal. Yeah. I wonder who pays for those.
I don't know, dude. It's fucking sad people. Fucking.
Well, probably the same people, like, paying for, like, porn stars, Amazon wish list. Fucking bullshit.
Yeah. People actually, like, still pay for porn. Like, have, like, a subscription to, like, fucking, like, Bang Bros or something. Yeah, rather than just fucking getting it free like the rest of us fucking slubs.
Yeah, that's, yeah. I mean, paying for porn's one thing compared to fucking buying a fucking porn star, like, a pocketbook or something.
Yeah, right.
Offer a wish list. Like, oh. Like, what a nice guy.
I get a wish list, too, and it's all hookers, so. Buy me one of those.
It's fucking unreal. It's fucking unreal. Need a nice fucking cleansing.
Yeah. I read some statistic. There's like one mass shooting a day on average in the U.S.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a staggering statistic.
That seems kind of low, I think.
Wait, one, that's like average.
On average, yeah. No, I'm not saying like clockwork like every day, you know, second on average, like I can. But
Yeah,
I mean,
that's.
that's nothing. I mean, the big issues are, you know, how big are Mika's boobs in Street Fighter V? Is that offends me, you know? That's fucking like major issues you should be tackling. So
Yeah, I agree. That's hard hitting.
yeah, let's do the, you know, the hipster outrage. Nothing, you know, nothing actually, you know, nobody actually getting hurt or anything. You got to be mad about fucking video game characters, fucking clothing, and how realistically proportioned they are.
Yeah, that's pressing for me. It offends me.
Yeah, definitely.
Girls offend me in general.
She'll be wearing burqas. Like, she should be fucking
Yeah.
like Afghanistan. Like everybody, you know, every guy should wear a fucking 3-piece suit, you know. I mean, that's progressive. That's fucking progressive thinking.
That must be cool over there. Having to wear a fucking blanket all day in the
Sis.
hot desert.
You look back in like the 60s, wasn't like fucking the whole like feminist, like fucking women's movement, like burning bras and oh, we should be able to fucking like go around topless like guys do and like fucking, you know what I mean? Like that was the whole like progressive thing, you know? Wasn't that it, you know? And fucking like fuck whoever we want and like whatever, do what we want. And now the whole thing's like fucking, oh, he's showing too much fucking cleavage in this fucking video game. Like how is it, like what are you guys fucking talk about fucking regression, dude? Like it's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, it's fucking ridiculous, dude.
You guys are so fucking liberal, dude. A bunch of fucking patriots, dude. Fucking freedom fighters.
Yeah, fuck them too.
Well, it's the same people, dude. Those are the fucking the hipsters. They're all the same. They're gonna wonder why fucking Trump wins the fucking election. It's because you guys are fucking ridiculous fucking cunts. That's why.
Oh, that'll be great.
As nobody fucking takes you seriously, dude. You fucking fascist fucking Nazi cunts.
Yeah, I could care less who's president. Be a
Yeah.
big fucking
Just
piece of shit for all I
better.
care. We already know it's predetermined anyway. Well, I do. That's the grunt-free truth. Your votes don't count. Spoiler alert. They never have.
So yeah, that was the Forza 6 demo. Should probably pick it up.
Good segue.
Other fucking good-looking games, dude. Saw a video on Cuphead. It's an indie game, but it looks fucking ridiculously good.
Cuphead, that's the game.
Yep, you should look. If you haven't fucking looked into that, dude, look it up. It looks fucking amazing. It's like, think like two guys fucking made it. It's all like 30s animation looking, but it fucking the gameplay is it's like Contra. It's just like bullet hell fucking Contra, dude. I fucking can't wait for that, dude. I'm probably gonna buy it and get pissed. It's probably gonna be like so fucking hard, but it looks fucking goddamn amazing.
I'm checking it out right now here. Let's see what I can dig up. Like a gameplay or a trailer? Any preference?
Yeah, I'd look at gameplay, I guess. I mean, it's fucking.
Yeah, I'm gonna check that out. See what we got.
Other games, dude. This fucking Humble Bundle for this couple weeks or month, dude. Tom Clancy. Fucking Humble Bundle.
And what is that again? The Humble Bundle? I don't remember
Oh, you
that.
go to like humblebundle.com or like where they send me emails, whatever the fucking the deal is. But, when I wrote it down, there's like 13 days left. This is a few days ago. This has probably changed by now, but fucking a dollar. For a dollar, you get the original Rainbow Six. You get Rainbow Six 3 Gold, Rainbow Six Vegas, and you get a invite to the Ghost Recon Siege beta for $1. For $8, you get Vegas 2, Splinter Cell Conviction.
Oh, that was the good one, right?
Conviction,
Well, a lot of them
it's
are good. I mean,
all
isn't.
right. Blacklist is the fucking
Oh,
amazing one.
Blacklist, the one I loved, yeah.
Then for
Well,
ten,
for the newer ones.
for $10, you get Blacklist and Future Soldier, and then everything else I fucking mentioned, you know? Oh, yeah, it sucks, dude, about the fucking these goddamn bundles. Like, you don't want to, you always have to wait till the end. It's always like fucking, oh, well, more games coming, like, whole, you know what I mean? So you wait till, like, the last day, and then you get, like, everything for, like, $10. So that's what I hate doing, dude. And so it's so, like, tempting to be like, oh, yeah, it's fucking great, dude, $10 and get all these fucking awesome games, dude. I at least want, dude, the fucking first Rainbow Six, like, the original one, dude. I fucking want to play that like a motherfucker, dude. And fucking haven't played that in like 20 years.
Now, is this on Steam, on PC?
I think it's the, like, it depends how they do it for the Humble Bundle. They'll give you a code, but it might be for like GOG, or it might be for Steam or whatever. I think this is all Uplay because they're all Ubisoft games. So yeah, I'm just going to wait till the last day and see what I can get, but fucking, yeah. Very least, dude, $1 for fucking Rainbow, the original Rainbow Six, dude. So I can.
Yeah. See, now, Blacklist was, it wasn't on PC, was it? Did they like originally, or did they port it over there? I'm not sure.
I'm sure it was, dude. I think all those games are on PC.
Okay, I always just console played them, so I wasn't sure.
I mean, I played the original, like the original fucking Rainbow Six on fucking PC when it first came out, dude. That was fucking amazing. I want to fucking play it again, dude. That was fucking so good. Talk about fucking hardcore, man. It's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, that's something I might be interested in right there.
Yep.
I'd love to see. That's what I wonder. Like, if I get Blacklist, like, do I get a code? I get it for 360. I might check into that.
It's all fucking. It's just they're gonna give you a Uplay code.
Oh, okay.
Only for PC. Yeah.
I'd play Blacklist on PC. Fuck it. I think that game was pretty sick.
Same thing. I'm sure you took up a controller. It's not gonna be much of a
difference. Yeah. Exactly.
Although all my saves and shit are on fucking 360.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, Conviction I wasn't a big, big fan of.
It was okay. It was more like, it's when they started getting more like action-y. Like, fuck, there were a lot of shit that was just like out like during the day. Like, it's fucking, you know what I mean? You turned into fucking like Jack Bauer. It was okay. No, Blacklist, dude. Blacklist is fucking classic.
Dude, I'm looking on the Humble Bundle. I just looked it up on the site or whatever, but I don't. It showed a first person. First person in Blacklist? I don't remember that. Could you put it on first person?
I don't think so. I mean, you could aim and shit and probably switch into first person, but unless you, I think was the when you were in the plane, was that fucking first person? Maybe. I forget.
Well, that's like, it was almost like I'm waiting to see the actual trailer here. I don't know. It looked like, it was like the trailer was paused, like one of those, the video was paused, but it was showing like first person view, but I don't remember that from that game.
Yeah,
they just showed a quick little clip of it again, like holding behind the gun. You know what I'm saying?
Sure, it's Blacklist. You're not watching like the original fucking like Rainbow Six or something.
No, this is Blacklist. That's definitely what that just said.
Oh, unless maybe it's showing the multiplayer. If we were doing the multiplayer, the Mercs, that was all fucking first person.
Was it? I don't remember. I don't remember if I got into the multiplayer or not.
That's the whole thing with that series. Yeah, it's the Spies versus Mercs, and the Mercs are all fucking playing like a first person shooter. We played a little bit of that.
That might be what it is. But whatever. That's cool.
Yeah, so I'm going to keep an eye on that. I'll wait till the last day. What you have to do, this, it sucks. They send you the email. It's like, oh, yeah, cool. Click, oh, wait. I'll fucking wait. Because it just says, like, in this space, more games to come. And you just fucking wait till the end. It's fucking retarded. Yeah, take a break. I'll check this shit and come back and talk a little Mad Max. And by a little, I mean, like, 40 hours worth of Mad Max.
Awesome.
So,
like, we can do the 40-hour podcast just on Mad Max?
Step by step, I took a minute-by-minute, like, diary of what I did, so.
That's awesome.
September 1st, start the engine. The V6 comes alive, roaring like a bat out of hell. I'm just kidding, it's a few notes. All right, I'll be back.
Shit. Yeah, I am ready though.
All right, guys, we're back. This is Grumpy Press Podcast. Back again. So what have you been playing all week?
Pretty much Madden 16, because it's starting to get into football season, so my brain's just been on football mode.
Any updates with that?
I mean, it's pretty solid. I think, you know, it's probably the best one to date. I mean, you know, but it's still not where it should be, I don't think. But it's all right. It's cool. You know, they got some new things that are cool. Some things that are kind of iffy. For example, the new catch mechanics they have. You know, it's aggressive catch, rack catch, which is like run after catch. So he'll kind of, like aggressive, he'll jump up per se for a catch, right? The rack one, he'll try to catch it in stride and keep running. And then there's like a possession one where he'll like fall down and catch it. Pretty cool, like different kinds of catches, different kinds of throws now. But the problem is like the animation. It's like it gets to a point, you know what I'm saying? Like you just lose control. It just does what it does and whatever happens, happens kind of thing. You know, you can't really, you just can't control it, you know, but it's all right though. It's getting there.
So you're saying something about like not letting the computer, like letting the computer control all your players and shit. It's like easier or harder or what?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I feel like they cater to the casual, you know, like you would normally, you know, anyone who's played knows, you know, you snap the ball, you throw it to a receiver, you switch to that receiver, try to catch the ball kind of thing. And you would fuck it up, maybe pull them out of the way or, you know, this or that. You know, some people are real good at it. But it's like this one. It's like you don't have to do that. You can throw it and just start holding this catch button and he'll kind of just go do it. I mean, you still can control it, but it's almost like, and even if you do switch over in time, it's like a big icon pops up. So it kind of makes Madden a little different now, because now you're seeing big icons pop up right in your face during the game. It's like a big A button, you know what I'm saying? Or a big Y, whatever the mechanic is. So I think you can turn that off once you know what you're doing anyway, but that's not even a big deal. It's just the animations, like these aggressive catches. You know how people cheese in Madden? You can just throw this ball up now and you just jump up and catch it. It's really no defending it. You can't like time the jump as the defender. You can try, I guess, but it almost like locks into an animation. Like say you're the defender, you're going to come over to get the ball. It just kind of does whatever it does. Like he goes up and you go up with him. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like there's been times I'll hit A to like play the receiver, which is what it's supposed to do. You like make contact with him, I suppose that's what that means. But he'll do the opposite, or with a catch, I'll press X to do a rat catch. But he'll do whatever it wants to, I guess, you know, sometimes. So I don't know. It's getting there. I don't know. I love football and there's no other choice. So I'm just forced to play this. But it's all right. I'd recommend it when it's free for you.
Yeah,
you might think it's like, eh, you know.
Yeah, I'll probably just wait for it to be in the vault. So, yeah, my thing, dude, those fucking games is always like, you know, you fucking throw the ball to a fucking receiver, then it's like, all right, now we're going to switch to the fucking receiver. It's like you do that, and I'd always get fucked up. Like, oh, well, now fucking, you know what I mean, I'm going, like, left, you know, I'm holding, like, left, I should be holding right, and fucking, like, as soon as I switch the receiver, like, he gets all turned around, the fucking ball, like, hits him the fucking back of the head or something fucking stupid. And it's like, I was just like, all right, well, I was just saying, I haven't fucking played in, like, 5 years, like, really fucking played, but... And it always seemed like the best thing to do was just throw the ball and then just fucking just not do anything. Let the fucking, you know, computer just take over everything till fucking the guy gets the ball, you know?
Yes, and
That's why they always fucking seem like it was always like, overplaying it, like fucking trying to play the game too much, and just fucking it seemed like just letting the computer do everything was fucking the easiest way to do it.
see, now it's kind of like halfway in between that. You can throw it, and you don't have to switch. You can just hold Y, and he'll go and do the catch. So you're kind of like, you know what I'm saying? You don't have to switch and move him around. So you're kind of letting the computer run the route, I guess, but you're deciding when to press the catch button, pretty much. So it's kind of different, but it's like it seems like easier for, so you know what I mean? So you don't have to do that anymore. You still can, and it's, people will figure out it's probably better to still do that, instead of letting the computer do it, but.
Yeah, I think fucking the trying to think the last like Madden I actually bought and like played and shit, I think was 06, so that's like 10 years ago.
Yeah, they're pretty much the same. So,
Yeah.
actually, I think was it?
I think it was the launch, the 360 launch one was 06, and I fucking
Oh, those were terrible. I remember that one. Terrible.
before that I think was the fucking the end Madden 64 was my go-to. That was my fucking I played the shit out of that.
Yeah, so you should go back and play the Sega ones, dude. Those were the fun ones, I think. Little ambulance comes out when you're hurt.
Well, if I was gonna play a football game on fucking Sega, I'd be playing Mutant League Football.
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's pretty much it's the same thing, so.
There's no landmines in Madden. Or
Very
skeletons.
true.
Or skeletons or fucking blood.
Or
Yeah.
blood, yeah. That would be cool.
I refuse to play anything without blood.
That's understandable. I mean, I'm the same way too. I'm just fucking fanatic with football, so it fucking.
Oh.
I play this shitty game that I waste $60 on every year.
Hey, you like it though. You play the shit out of it, so.
Yeah, I do. I mean, but it's still fucked up. Franchise mode is, that's pretty much the only reason I would play these games. Because it's like building your team and you want to win and shit like that. And, drafting the rookies, which it has all that, but there's just little bugs that kind of fuck it up and shit, Like, for instance, I, would start a franchise with whatever team, say the Patriots home team. So fucking start with them. And you'll notice the Falcons will cut, every team cuts people, goes through preseason cuts and shit, like the real league. But the AI is so dumb, it like you had a team cutting their first, like their one of their top picks, Like Atlanta cut their running back, who they're not gonna really cut in real life. They just drafted him. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
So, but the AI logic, I don't know. Maybe because of the rating, they give the people kind of, you know what I mean? It's just they just stupid AI. So I literally, to avoid that in a franchise, I have to do a workaround. I have to user control every single team. And now they can't just make it easy, like, oh, just to control all teams, just move the slider over. I literally have to go in, pick the whatever, the owner, the coach, whatever you want to be. Every single team, I had to do it. And you have to go in, and it shows a video every time after you pick a team and explaining what's new and shit. Just, that's just a hassle, you know what I mean? I had to do that so the computer wouldn't drop those guys and turn off, like, fill roster off, like just work around. That's like this whole game. You gotta like work around everything to get, you know what I'm saying? It's
That
fucking.
sounds like as much fun as fucking working like a spreadsheet or something. It sounds fucking
Yeah,
miserable.
that's the kind of shit that's frustrating about this game. It's like, dude, what's wrong with you guys? Like I said, I think we talked about it last time. That the Draft Champions mode they got, it's kind of like a mix. They tried to mix fantasy football with like cards, like Ultimate Team.
All right.
So you get to pick three players out of whatever random cards they give you. Like all that shit's awesome, but you can't play your friends. You're forced to play ranked games. That kind of shit I don't understand. I don't like. And, you know, probably all goes back to money because that's what they want you to play Ultimate Team, and it links together, and you know what I'm saying? You earn rewards towards Ultimate Team playing that mode. So they kind of go hand in hand.
All right.
But just the fact I can't play a buddy in that kind of pisses me off. On top of the way the game's played, like the ball is tethered to the receiver kind of thing, you know what I'm saying? You throw the ball and he's going to like, it's going to go to him, you know? It's like no, I don't know, it doesn't seem like normal factors come into play, like physics factors.
All right, right.
It's like animation based, you know?
Yeah, it's kind of weak.
Which kind of sucks.
For a new game, yeah, fucking 2015, they're still doing that.
Yeah, it's definitely, it's got to be the way it's built, and they sell it so much, they're not going to rebuild the whole code and this and that, even though they know that's probably what they have to do to fix it.
Yeah, it's not like they're going to take a year off and fucking rebuild it from the ground up or anything. They're just going to keep fucking adding.
And I don't even know if a year off would matter, because NHL took a year off when they jumped to the one. There was no NHL whatever, 15 or whatever the first... You know, EA season was that the one came out. You remember they poured it over the Madden. It was pretty much the same game. They did it, you know, right when it came. I think it was Madden, what? Was it Madden 25 or something?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like, it was a little bit better, but it was the same thing. So NHL skipped a year. They come back, and they stripped all the modes.
Oh, it was
a fucking demo game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, probably wasn't ready to go out yet, but they had to fuck. You know what I mean? There's fucking two.
Well, that was skipping a year too. That's what I mean.
They probably needed like three. You know what I mean? To fucking, if they were really gonna strip it down and fucking, or they stripped it down inside of building it and they weren't ready and they're like, oh, we gotta ship it anyway. You know, it's fucking hockey season.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, point is that came out just kind of fucked up. And they've had another one last year, and it was like, oh, we put the modes back in, but... Or is that the new one? Maybe that's the new one coming out. Yeah, that's the new one coming out. The last one was that version. So it was, like, really basic, you know? But I don't know. It's just... I just think that's bullshit at this point, you know? Like, these games should be... They should come out of the box working. Should be polished. Yeah. You know, who tests these games? Who's playing these before they're released? Is anybody, you know, is marketing in control of these games? I don't know.
Oh, a little bit of both. I'm sure they fucking play it. And they're like, yeah, it's kind of playable. We'll fix it. And they fucking, you know, ship it out and fucking figure they can fix it whenever. They don't give a shit.
Yeah, once the money starts rolling in, I guess that's all that matters. And they know we're going to buy it.
Buy a Wii U. You know, Nintendo's all about polish, and they fix all, you know, none of their games are broken.
Yeah, I have given up on Nintendo.
Play Mario Kart, or you could play Mad Max.
Ooh, Mad Max?
Yeah. Played, if I checked yesterday, I played it for 40 hours, and it was 40% complete in the game.
Okay, so, now how's that pace sound? I mean, is that seems like a good pace. As far as, like, you got a lot to do after 40 hours. We'd normally be close to done, probably.
I'm not sure about, like, you know what I mean? If I started doing, like, story missions or something, like, that number might fucking, you know what I mean? It might fucking hop up, like, you know what I mean? There might not be that many stories. I've just been doing, like, everything pretty much.
Now, to be clear, yeah, that's how you play. You do literally everything that you could do, right? Right.
And this is fucking, the game's fucking massive. It's fucking like so much shit to do. It's like so much to it. It's ridiculous. There's just so many like upgrades, fucking unlocks and shit. And like, it's not even so much that like, you know, it's not even like really that optional. It's like you need, like, you really got to like scavenge every little bit to get fucking like scrap, which is pretty much money in the game, you know? You're just getting fucking scrap from the fucking cars you fucking tear apart and like fucking, you know what I mean, pick up at the camps and shit, and like you need that for the fucking upgrades. But to unlock the upgrades, you gotta do like all these little like side missions and shit, and like you kind of have to do it, because if you don't, you just fucking, like, it can be fucking so hard. Like, you're just gonna get, even like with all my upgrades and shit, dude, I still get, you know, certain situations you still just get fucked, because it's fucking, it's tough. So give me like the combat, like the hand-to-hand combat. It's almost like fucking like Batman or like Shadow of Mordor or something, but it's fucking so much harder. Like it's so much like you got to be on the ball with it. You can't just keep spamming fucking counter and countering and countering and fucking killing people, you know?
Okay.
I mean, there's more like upgrades and fucking skill trees, dude, and fucking most like legit fucking like RPGs that come out now. It's not, you know, if you're fucking, you know, it's just gotten like fucking like mixed reviews and shit, and like people, oh, whatever, you know, it's fucking just doing the same shit over and over again. I can kind of see how people would think that, you know what I mean? If they're fucking, if you go just go into it thinking, well, it's just gonna be like fucking Fury Road, the game. It's gonna be like 2 hours long. It's gonna fucking drive a car and fucking like blow shit up. You know what I mean? It's not that type of game. It's just fucking way more fucking like open, you know what I mean? It's meant to be played for like whatever, like 100 hours or whatever the fuck. And if you fucking like, if you get into the fucking that world, fucking Mad Max, you know, if you're fucking interested in that shit at all, you kind of get lost in the fucking world. It is fucking definitely worth fucking picking it up and fucking getting every little scrap of fucking like every fucking photo and just fucking hearing about the fucking world and like learning about it and shit, you know?
That's cool. I thought about getting it. I was taking a look, but I'm like, I haven't seen it. I mean, I don't know if I'd like it. I mean, I'd probably like it, but.
Yeah, I can't like really separate myself. Like I can't, you know, I can't just be like, oh, I went in like expecting this or that. It just kind of depends like what you're expecting. Like if you're just expecting like a fucking like, you know, fucking it's just gonna be all action. It's just gonna be like a 6 hour fucking single player game. Like, is you're not gonna get that. Like, there's no way in hell you're gonna do that. Like, I know you can even fucking like advance that much. Like, you gotta go in just thinking like, oh, this is all just gonna be fucking exploring the fucking world, and that's gonna be like the main draw of it, you know? It's just pretty much how it's how I play even like Fallout. That's like how I play. I'm fucking, you know, you're like role playing as fucking Max, and like fucking when I play Fallout, that's fucking pretty much how I play anyway. Fucking scavenging every little fucking area and fucking, you know,
Yep.
exploring every fucking little side fucking thing I can. It's just like a matter of how invested you're gonna be in the fucking in that world, you know?
Now, how are the overall reviews of it? I mean, I haven't looked at
So I
that.
said it's mixed. I mean, fucking like anywhere from like a fucking 9 to like a fucking like I think Polygon even like a 5 or something. Then like Steam's like an like ridiculously good. It's like 95% of people fucking positive, you know, review to positive.
Wow.
I mean, it's all over the fucking place. Again, it's just, I think it's just a matter of fucking what you're expecting when you go in, you know? It's kind of like a jack of all trades type game. It's almost like GTA. Like even like the control on the cars and shit feel a lot like GTA. And
Okay.
even though I kind of shit on GTA, I was like clunky and shit. And this is kind of like clunky too. Like you can see, you know, I can see that, but it's like somehow it just fits more in, you know, in that world. It is fucking like grimy and like heavy and shit, you know. It just fucking feels more like it fits, you know. Fits the style.
Yeah. Now controlling the character, is that similar to GTA? That kind of clunky, heavy
Yeah,
feeling?
kinda, but it just feels like, dude, you fucking jump and he jumps like 2 inches off the ground. You know what I mean? It's fucking just like real. It's
Okay.
real like heavy, dude. Like even like, you know, you're fighting and shit, and all this fucking every fucking hit just feels like it has like weight behind it. Like everything's just fucking like. So I feel it's more of like a fucking like a Mad Max like simulator. You know what I mean? It's fucking. You take like the 2 hour of fucking any of the Mad Max movies, and then you say like, all right, well. Here's how you'd make a fucking role-playing game of this without going like, it's not like it goes deep into like fucking like, you know, actual character. Like you're not like really unlocking a bunch of like whatever, like fucking like spells or some shit, but it's like you're unlocking upgrades for your car, you're unlocking like tools and shit, you're unlocking like, you know what I mean? But fucking like the base game is still like fucking, it's almost like it is like simplistic, you know? But because I mean that's a fucking. You know, you'd play a game as fucking Mad Max, you know, you're fucking going around like doing like mechanical shit. Like it's just fucking like you're like, you know, it's almost like, you know, like you're a fucking like car driver and fucking mechanic and you're going around just fucking dismantling shit and fucking, you know.
Okay.
So if you go in the fucking that right mindset, dude, it's fucking, I like it a lot. It's like fucking, it's like a fucking, it's like playing through, it's like an interactive fucking Mad Max museum, pretty much. It's fucking, you know. Even like the graphics and shit, like, you know, I started it up and I'm, you know, it looks okay. It's, you know, they're good, but they're not like great, except the, you know, the explosions look fucking amazing, but. So yeah, it looks all right. And then you stop playing and just fucking, you know, once you clear out like an area and you look at the map and it's like, wow, this is fucking like this fucking big and this, you know, it's just like the scope of it is just so big. It's like fucking, it's real fucking impressive if you look at it like that.
Like a nice big dick.
Yeah, dude, nice black one, like, or brown,
Oh.
more of a brown one, because it's, you know, one of those games, you know, people complain about a lot of shit, like the military shooters and Fallout and all that from last generation. If you're one of those people complaining, like, oh, all these games, you know, these brown games, these brown fucking dirty looking games, everything's brown. I want fucking like these candy colored fucking Mario, like, you know, one of those faggots. You're not gonna like this either because it's fucking, is like rusty looking and it's fucking brown because that's the way it is. I mean, that's the way it looks,
Yeah,
but.
it's the world, right?
I mean, that's, and that's like Mad Max is like the original, like fucking, that's like what everything's based off of, that like Fallout and shit, that looks like all like that broken down, like
Yep.
grimy looking shit. So, and you fucking just playing, I'm like, dude, I feel like you need a fucking like tetanus shot, dude. Everything's just fucking like sharp and fucking rusty and fucking
That's
gross, dude.
awesome.
But yeah,
Yeah, I
so.
watched you play a little bit. Look kind of cool.
So depending on what you go in looking for, I'm loving it. So Metal Gear is gonna have to fucking be on the back burner again. Fucking, I still have that fucking installed and shit. I haven't fucking touched it. I'm just so like engrossed in that, dude. I can't fucking tear myself away from it.
Yeah, I thought about trying Metal Gear, but I don't know.
Again, even that, I keep hearing like mixed things. I hear people, oh, it's the fucking best game I've ever played in my life, and other people, this is just fucking dumb fucking garbage. Like, it's all over the place. It just depends, I guess. I don't
Yeah, I'd probably be on that side because I'm not a Metal Gear fanboy by any means, so.
I said, I'm not either, dude, but it's just the fact that all my complaints about Metal Gear was a lot about like the story, just fucking how we get to watch all these cutscenes and like hear people complaining that, oh, fucking, there's not enough fucking cutscenes. It's like, all right, well, I'm interested. You know what I mean? It's fucking like, oh, it's not enough fucking like stupid shit. And like, you know, it's like, all right, all the shit that you're complaining about, it has me interested. So, you know, they fucking took the shit I didn't like about that fucking series, dude, and fucking cut it out and fucking, you know what I mean? Fucking made an actual game out of it. I'll fucking try it anyway.
Yeah, those cutscenes were brutal. That last one I played, I think it was, I couldn't even tell you if it was three. I don't know. What, I think it was
Probably
the first one
four.
on PlayStation, maybe on the PS3, whatever
Well,
that one was.
you say you played four on PS4?
No, I didn't. I've never played it. I don't have PS4, so I've never played really
Oh,
anything.
I'm sorry. No, I'm thinking PS3. Yeah.
So
Well,
that must have been it then.
the only one on PS3 was Metal Gear 4.
Okay, so that was the one. And it's like cutscene, fucking take two steps, cutscene.
Yeah.
I was just, and I had no clue what was going on. It's like what? Just I all over the place. Just I don't even know. I just never understood how anyone liked that game.
I think I played all of them except four. Like, I played fucking one on fucking PS1. I played two and three on, I think I played two on, like, Xbox, the original Xbox, and fucking three on, PS2. I
Yeah,
don't.
a three I enjoyed. Yeah, that was it three?
Three was the one you're, like, in the jungle and shit, and you had to, like, put on the camo and shit, and, like.
Okay.
Even I thought two was all right. It's like the same thing, dude. It's like every one, except maybe one, I didn't really like, because it was just too fucking, again, too many fucking cinemas, and the gameplay was kind of garbage. But I thought like two was a little bit better about that. But it's the same thing. I think I wrote a review of three. I kind of remember, dude, just a fucking like dumb little review. I gave like a seven. It's like, ah, it's all right, dude. It wasn't for all this fucking garbage, you know? All the fucking cutscenes and all that shit. But even that, like everyone I played, I just kind of feel like, eh, it's okay and like whatever. But then you just fucking like, you know, even those games that I felt like mixed on, he's fucking like the, you know, all the fucking people like, oh, these are all tens, these are all fucking masterpieces. Like, I never like got that, like, you know what I mean? So it's like same thing going to this one, like, ah, mixed, like, I don't know, could go either way.
Yeah, my impressions was it looked stealthy and all, but it just looked like a boring stealthy. Not quite like, I don't know, interesting. Like, I find Splinter Cell, like,
Right.
great stealth. Like, it's just cool, you know?
Right, it's a lot of shit you can do to like in Splinter Cell. Like you constantly like move in and fucking, you know what I mean? If you're waiting for something, you're not waiting for more than like 10 seconds, and it's like, all right, I gotta go, and fucking like jump in. It's not like, oh, I'm standing here watching these fucking guards like walk around for 20 minutes, not moving. You know, that's just fucking, yeah, it's fucking boring as shit.
Yeah, there was a ton of fucking icons on the screen too. Like, that kind of, I didn't like that. I don't know what that was about, but like your objectives, there was just like a fucking sea of shit all over the screen. Just.
Yeah, that's my thing too. And I was fucking lucky. Like I said, I played Ground Zeroes. I thought I was like, eh, again, it's okay. Like it fucking seemed like this control wise kind of clunky and shit. Then I watched fucking watching some gameplay, and the guy's like, oh, I'm gonna like equip this gun. He's fucking pulling up like a menu, and he's going through like eight different menus to like get to something. I'm like, dude, that looks fucking terrible. Like fucking, that looks real bad. Like going through all these fucking goddamn menus. He looks like a fucking PS1 game, you know? But said so I bought it, so I'll play it eventually after I fucking get done with Mad Max. No, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see what that gets on the
But
grunt-free
yeah.
system.
And that's the only one that matters, really. So,
Exactly.
you know what else is coming out is Star Wars Battlefront. Comes out in
Ah.
next month, I think. Oh, well, November. It's gonna be
Okay.
no server browsers. This is all gonna be
No server browser.
skill-based matchmaking. So almost like
Really?
a Halo.
Okay, I wonder how that's gonna go over.
Oh, I talked about it in the last episode, I think, is saying that's the way to do it right, you know? Hopefully this way I can actually find a fucking game of like hardcore, if there is a hardcore in it anyway. Remember fucking the last couple games you try to find a fucking hardcore, there's like one server with like fucking three people on it, and then like fucking like eight other ones with one person in it. But we'll see.
Yeah, the idea would be to filter them together.
Right. Yep. Hopefully. Fucking think it's the way to do it, man. Fucking I hate those fucking goddamn server
Instead
browsers.
of like 10 of us, like 10 pairs of twos, like, oh, let's start a room. Let's start a room.
Exactly. Yep.
And just sit in rooms and nobody joins because everyone's making rooms.
Yeah, but you want to take a guess what the internet thought about that, of like skill-based matchmaking?
That's a softball. They had to hate it.
No, they loved it, dude. Everyone's fucking all about it. They say it's the way to go.
Really?
Yeah. No, they're bitching about it. A lot of like,
Ah,
actually,
ah.
some actual comments I fucking caught, dude. I wrote down. It's fucking, oh, I can't play on servers, there's only one map. Like people like actually want to do that, just go into a server with just one map rotating.
Yeah, those people that like to. You know.
Yeah, I just call them what they are, fucking boring fucking faggots.
I couldn't think of a good word, but yeah, people that, you know, maybe want to lock down all the fucking paths to get anywhere
Probably
and just ruin the game for
Start the same
casual
map and they
players.
do shit like fucking like bots, like they're actually like playing like a robot. Like I'm just gonna go to the same spot I always go to. I'm just gonna sit here for the entire game, and that's probably all they do. Yeah. I'm gonna get in the helicopter, as I always get in the helicopter, and I'm gonna fucking circle around with my
Or
buddy that
even do
I
that. Or you could be the guy that gets in it and just crashes
Well, that's me. That's what I do.
it.
Dude, I can't fucking fly helicopters in any game. I don't even fucking get me started on that. I play fucking flight sims, dude. The fucking flight stick, dude. But get me in a fucking helicopter. I'm fucking just going, it's crashing in 2 seconds. I don't understand the fucking physics of flying a fucking helicopter at all. Other quotes. Oh, what a big step back. No, I can't play against people with different skill levels. So why do you want to play against people fucking at different skill levels? Like that makes no fucking sense. You're a fucking moron. And you honestly like fucking these, I wonder if these people like realize, dude, like how fucking retarded they sound. What a bunch of fucking boring, whiny fucking cunts, dude.
Yeah, I don't think they realize.
As far as if you're gonna like talk, just be honest and say, you know, I can only have fun with a game when I fucking stack everything in my favor the way I want to play it. I'm a fucking, I'm a spoiled little fucking child. I can't stand fucking losing a game. You fucking boring fucking cunt. I mean, that's fucking pretty much what you're saying. This guy gotta fucking be on the server, dude, on my map with my friends. Like, fucking, Only way I can play it. Everything how I want it.
Now, I assume PC
everything's
elitist.
Everything's gonna fucking revolve around me. Like, fucking everything. Like, Fucking cunt, dude. He'll fuck yourself, you fucking pieces of shit.
Yeah, I could see the PC people getting up in arms because, I mean, that's their thing, right? Creating rooms and servers and whatnot.
Well, they're doing it on console too, the past couple Battlefields, so
Oh, yeah, that's right.
even those guys. Oh, I bought a server and I fucking kicked everybody out who's fucking better than me. It happened to me a couple times.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise
I'd
me.
be a guy flying around in a helicopter like all game, dude, and I'd fucking make it my mission. This guy's pissing me off. I'm gonna fucking run around the fucking Sam, dude, and fucking take him out, and I'd fucking die like 8 times trying it, dude. You know what I mean? He'd be fucking flying around getting like a million kills, and I'd actually like take him down, dude, and fucking after like fucking like half an hour, and like immediately after, oh, kicked by admin, like fucking immediately, like fucking, dude, that's how people play.
That's such fucking faggotism. Yeah, fuck that shit.
Telling you, it's fucking, it's how it is, dude. It's fucking, everything's got to revolve around them.
Yeah, whatever though. I'll check it out still for a few weeks. Get sick of the multiplayer probably, but
Oh, it's only multiplayer. There's no
yeah.
single player.
That was going to be my next question. It's just multiplayer, right?
You want to play something free for free for Evolve? Yeah, I fucked that up. Whatever. Evolve was free last weekend. It's too late now, but you could have played it for free for a weekend.
Just a weekend. I'm surprised that's not like a free game yet at this point. Didn't it
Shit,
have terrible like sales and shit? Nobody really was into it.
as far as I can tell, yeah, I didn't play. I played that fucking the beta or the demo, dude, and it was just fucking. I thought it was fucking hot trash. And it's not.
Yeah, and we were looking forward to that too. I
Oh
mean, I'm
no,
sure a lot of people
I
were.
was, yeah. And it's not like I understand, like it's a beta. It's not one of those, oh, they can fix this and that. It's just like the core gameplay. It was just fucking garbage, dude. I didn't fucking like it at all. It wasn't something like they could fix in like a patch or something. Like it was just fucking just like the actual like concept of the game, dude. Well, I mean the concept's cool, fucking four people, dude, hunting down a giant monster. Like that shit's cool. But you actually when you started playing it's just the way it was set up, it was just fucking the way it played, dude, just like the core of it was just fucking garbage. As far as I know, from what I've heard, yeah, it didn't really sell that well. And fucking the people who did play it played it for like a couple of weeks and just fucking dropped off of it. So, probably they're trying to drum up some interest, hoping people would buy it. But, ugh, fuck that game. It's pretty much dead at this point.
Yeah, that's another thing. It's probably absolutely dead. Even if you would go in a server, I wonder. I don't even know how the matchmaking works in that game, but probably sit there, wait and wait.
Yeah, fuck that. Uncharted trilogy got a release date, October 9th.
Okay.
Was the first, the three games, not the new one, the fucking three ones that were on PS3.
I'm noticing a trend with re-releasing the old games in
Yeah.
bundles.
Which isn't, it's not a bad, you know what I mean? If they're gonna do it, for instance, Castle Crashers is coming out like remastered and shit. But if you bought it on Xbox 360, that comes out actually soon, September 9th. If you bought it on 360, though, they give you the remastered one for free. So fuck it. Fucking pick that up. The game is fucking great.
Yeah, I never heard of it.
No, it's awesome. Just like a fucking like beat 'em up, like a fucking old school like beat 'em up, but it's fucking fun as shit. I think it's yeah, $15 if you didn't buy it for 360 though, so. But I did buy it for
Okay.
360, so I'll get it for free. Fuck it. That's a fucking good fucking game. I can't do that. Those guys, dude, they're fucking making a new one that looks cool too. So it's like a fucking like turn-based strategy game. It looks fucking amazing. But that's cool. But back to Uncharted, yeah. It's like what I could, yeah, it's cool. Like if you're gonna fucking take the old game, just bundle them up or whatever and sell them. Like resell them. I mean, yeah. Hopefully not at the expense of fucking putting out new games. You know what I mean? Like fucking if you have like a team that's just doing that, like whatever. Yeah, fine. fucking, again, even better if you're gonna give it fucking free to people who already bought the old one. I mean, that's the fucking way to do it. But, and I'll probably pick up the Uncharted one, but it's fucking $60, dude, for fucking three old games. Seems kind of steep.
Okay.
Seems kind of steep, dude. They're not like, it's not like it's fucking like remastered. They're just fucking like re-releasing it with fucking, you know, better like frame rate and fucking whatever. It's probably like 1080p, like 60 or like whatever. Not much like new. It's not like they did like a Gears Ultimate and like went through and like redid all the art or anything.
Yeah, it seems kind of half-assed. You would think they would do that for,
Well,
I don't know, at least one of them, maybe, if not all of them.
yeah, seems kind of steep to spend $60. And not only that, it's no multiplayer. They cut all the multiplayer out. It's only the single player.
Really?
Yep.
I wonder what that was about. Multiplayer, I thought was okay. I mean, I had some fun with it, but.
Some people seem to like it. I never tried any of them. No, I actually did play for a little bit, but again, not like
It
I.
was nothing great. I mean, it was just fuck around, but it wasn't terrible. I've played worse.
Again,
I mean, I'm sure the story's where it's at, I'm
yeah,
sure,
that's
in
what
that game, you
most
know.
people like about it. But again, it's like, yeah, I am gonna pick it up, but it's like seems kind of steep, dude. Just fucking $60 of that, you know.
Yeah,
Again,
but if
say.
you've never experienced them, I guess, I mean, it might be worth it. I mean,
Yeah, we'll see. See you October 9th.
you could do a 24-hour live stream of it.
Nah, probably. I'm not gonna play him straight. I don't think I care that much.
No, I would never do that with that. I don't think I could handle any 24-hour stream.
Oh, I want to watch somebody play for 24 hours. I'd fucking blow my fucking brains out. But I fucking played shit for 24 hours, dude. I remember like fucking like BioShock Infinite, dude. I fucking did that all in one go when it came out.
Really?
And to be honest with you, I think that's the way to play that fucking game, dude. Like I couldn't even imagine. Like I replayed it and I fucking like, you know, hopping back out and just like that story is like so like connected, like everything's so connected, dude. Like I don't know. It just seems like that's the way to do it. It's just as fucking I didn't want to be like, you know what I mean, have like anything spoiled or anything. I just wanted to fucking the day it came out, I'm like, all right, I'm just gonna sit here and play it till I'm done. And that was like a good like 20 t over 20 hours, dude. But I mean, after I did it, I'm like, well, that was fucking amazing, dude. I couldn't imagine fucking playing it any other way. Like that's fucking the way to do it.
No shit.
That's the way I'm gonna play fucking Halo too when it comes out, just because I'm fucking so excited about it and fucking I just want to play it, you know. And I'll be
Yeah,
like,
I can't wait to feel that again. I loved how it felt, you know, with the speed. It felt good and fluid. Interested to see how that comes about. But hopefully no matchmaking issues like the last one
well,
that fucking just ruined it.
I'm just gonna be doing the playing the story for the most part, the single player.
Now, how long's a single player in that? I mean, I guess that
Well,
can vary,
I think
but
they said it's the biggest one. I mean, they're usually like 12 hours or so, but they said it was a lot bigger than the other one. So who knows? Might not last 24 hours, and they'll just fucking hop into multiplayer. Well, you don't even have to buy it or play it, dude. You just watch the opening cutscene right now because they released that.
oh yeah.
Yeah. Why? I don't understand why anybody would fucking. I mean, if you're on the fence about it, you're like, yeah, I don't know. You fucking, you know what I mean? But for somebody who's like me, dude, I know I'm gonna get it, dude. When I fucking like boot it up, I wanted to fucking, you know what I mean? Fucking be like blown away by that when I fucking start it up, you know? It's not like it's like gameplay. It's just fucking like a cutscene. It's not, you know what I mean? It's the same thing you're gonna see when you buy the game. So I understand why you'd fucking why you'd ruin it for yourself like that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of like that. I look at it like, you know, like I'll look at shit before it comes out a little bit. I kind of.
I mean, I will for like a little, if I'm like on the fence about something, I'm like, oh, I'm not sure. I got to see more about it. Once I'm like, if I'm excited about something, dude, I don't want to fucking, you know what I mean? I don't want to fucking
Yeah.
know everything about it, dude. Like
Like I
the
suppose for like Fallout, I'll probably do that. I mean, but as the news trickles out, I may be like, oh, let me see, you know, whatever it is, you know, maybe.
I mean, like something like I know I'm gonna fucking play Fallout, dude. I want to be like surprised by shit, so I'll like read all these headlines and it's like, oh, well, Fallout 4, like this got leaked, and I'm like, dude, I'm not gonna fucking click on that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, fucking, I'm not gonna, I don't get that fucking shit. It's like even like Metal Gear, dude. There's like a million fucking Metal Gear articles, like how to play it right, and yo, this is the checklist. Do this first, and blah blah blah. It's like I already bought it, dude. I'm not why would I fucking go in there? It's like one thing to have like a walkthrough or something when you're fucking playing it and like you're stuck, you know what I mean, or something like that, or like I don't. But to fucking just like start up a game and be like, oh well. I'm gonna fucking tell me how to play it. Like, you know what I mean? I don't get it. Like, just fucking, I don't know. Just like an extension of fucking people like not playing games anymore. You know what I mean? Fucking everyone just wants to watch games and get told how to play them and fucking look on YouTube how to play them. It's like, dude,
Yeah.
stop being a fucking pussy and actually play a fucking game for once, dude. Like, you can fucking like, couldn't make the argument like, oh, you know, well. All the developers should like realize like that's how shit is now, and they should work around that. But I don't know, like what are they gonna do? Fucking make it like random and like procedural? Those games are fucking terrible, dude. That's fucking garbage. Make everything random and shit. Like all the levels are random. It's fucking shitty. I don't know. That's just people have to stop being fucking pussies, is what it comes down to.
Yeah, that's not gonna happen.
Yeah.
I wish it would.
I don't know. Fallout 4 has got 111,000 spoken lines of dialogue.
111,000, huh?
Yep, it's more than Fallout 3 and Skyrim combined.
Wow. Now, how did you find out about this?
I read it at some fucking website somewhere. I counted. I got the fucking early build. And I counted everyone.
No kidding, huh? Now, there wouldn't happen to be a tweet about it, would there?
No, I'm not on Twitter. I have no idea.
No shit. I was actually looking here. I see that. I see an article on that. I see somebody tweeted out that information. And that tweet was sent at 1:11 p.m.
Really? It almost
Yeah,
be like.
hundred. Yeah, it seems like a coincidence. It
Yeah.
just caught my eye.
That's weird because I think the vault you start in Fallout 4 is Vault 111.
Get out of here.
Eat
What a
it.
coincidence.
Yeah. Eat up that marketing, you fucking sheep. Fucking love that shit. But that is impressive, I will say. Fucking it's a lot of fucking.
Yeah, I wonder what the options are, you know?
I said it took him over 2 years to record all that shit.
Actually, yeah, that's just like story. I would like to hear your character like speak the actual. You know what I'm saying? Do they ever do that?
What do you mean?
You know, you pick what
Yeah,
you
no,
want to say,
they
or
do. They do. Like, that's the thing. Like they
that's what's
fucking.
going to happen. And yeah, that in previous games, it's kind of a little bit different, right? It's
Yeah,
like,
it'd be like you pick like whatever an option and like whatever, but no, they actually do say everything this time. And you want to take a guess?
or
You want to take a guess how the internet reacted to that?
I'm gonna guess they didn't like it.
Yep. No, they bitched about it.
No shit. Two for two.
Yeah, you're fucking pretty good.
I think I know these internet people.
Oh, I always think they're a bunch of
I
what.
am from the internet.
You are the internet.
Yeah, just me. No, what didn't what what's the hubbub? What didn't they like?
Whatever, dude. Just fucking, well, his voice isn't what my voice would be like. I like role playing, and I think about it in my head when he talks. It's like, dude, well, fuck you, dude. You know what I mean? It's like you're a fucking. Welcome to fucking the 20th fucking century, dude. You know what I mean? Video games are fucking have voice acting. They have a lot of it, so you know.
I mean, I think
Every fucking book, you know what I mean? Like fucking.
I would still like to see whatever you say somehow translate to the game. Like, when you wear your headset and you respond
Well, I mean,
however you feel like you would respond, and it
that's like.
would act accordingly.
I always fucking wanted to like have like hook up something so it's like on a server, you know what I mean? There'd be like somebody on the other line, like the voice actor would be like, you know what I mean, in a booth somewhere. You could like fucking type something out and he'd fucking like say it, you know what I mean, like fucking act it out for you, fucking ever.
I mean, I don't know. That could work, right? Just program every single phrase that's uttered by Americans.
Yeah.
It'd be and like, release it in America.
The best thing to do would probably be like text to speech. Do everyone like sound like fucking like Stephen Hawking? Yeah.
Dude, if they can put it in GPSs, dude, right? There's technology there.
Well, they did put it in the game, which I found pretty impressive. You can name your character Fuckface, and the guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, with you, there's your robot buddy with you. He'll call you Fuckface.
That's awesome.
They made sure they recorded that, so I'm probably gonna name my guy Fuckface.
No kidding. Where did you find this out? That's a nice little. They released that?
Yeah, Todd Howard, I think, brought that up.
Oh shit.
I'll try other ones, see if it works, like shithead or like, you know what I mean, like whatever. Let's see, yeah.
Dick liquor.
Yeah. See what works, but
I wonder if faggots in there.
I hope so, yeah. Hopefully.
Come here, faggot.
Hopefully. At least he did Fuckface. That's something. It's a step in the right direction anyway.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's fucking, you know, it's like that thing, you know, all that fucking dialogue, you know? It's fucking, it makes you fucking love, you know, those fucking, the big budget games. This is fucking indie, you know, those fucking shitty indie devs aren't going to do that shit, you know? They can't. Yeah. It's going to charge fucking $20 in early access and give you fucking garbage. But speaking of early access, I got some numbers for you. I mean, I'm not big on fucking sales numbers and shit, but I thought this was kind of interesting. So last year, there's only 6 games on Steam that sold more than a million copies.
Now, 6 games, like, you talking, like, big titles count? Like, everything counts?
They all together, all those fucking, whatever, billion fucking Steam games, only 6 of them sold more than a million copies last year. And that, it's like, fucking, you know, like, GTA, obviously, fucking sold more than a million on there. I don't know what the other one was. Oh, the other one was fucking City Skylines, which is, like, whatever, it's like SimCity game, whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, dude, if that was like fucking, like, if console games, dude, like, yeah, you know, all these fucking people, oh, fucking PC's the way to go, there's fucking, you know, a billion people in the world that have PCs, dude, it's fucking really the way to go, dude, if fucking console games, dude, sold, like, there were only 6 games that sold over a million a year, dude, the fucking whole industry would fucking just collapse, dude, like, it'd be gone, like, that would be it.
That's crazy. That seems crazy. Only 6 games?
Like, fucking, dude, a major game sells fucking a million copies, dude. Like, fucking any game, dude, that's fucking, like, big budget. Like, AAA game sells only a million copies, dude. Like, that's a fucking, like, bomb, dude. That's fucking, like, a flop.
And we're talking 6 combined, right?
No, the entire year, only 6 of them sold more than a million. And three of them... well, one of them, too, was Rocket League, which is, like, $20, like, a $20 game, like, fucking budget game that was free on fucking PlayStation. That was one of the 6. But three of them were fucking early access games that still haven't been fucking, like, finished or, like, released.
Wow.
So, again, it's just, like, pretty shitty. I don't know.
That's fucking crazy. So... That early thing, you're buying an unfinished game, right? That's
yep.
Which seems ridiculous, anyway. But
in hopes
that it like becomes a game, like a full game.
You hope they finish them, you know. Just hope they get done. The other interesting little tidbit I got is only 25% of games that start out as early access ever get finished. Most of them just shit in the bed and never get finished.
And then become just that. That's almost just like a scam. So you're just
pretty much, yeah. 25%.
Wow. Staggering statistics all day today on Grunt Free.
So I'm not an
episode.
I'm not a numbers guy, but I hate to keep beating the drum. But number one, stop buying fucking early access games, you fucking clowns. That's the number one point. And number two, what the fuck is wrong with these fucking PC gamers? Like, seriously, it's like, keep supporting shitty fucking games and saying how great fucking PC gaming is, and they complain about, oh, consoles are holding fucking PC gaming back, but if fucking consoles did this shit, dude, like that, like I said, the fucking that'd be a fucking collapse, dude. The entire fucking gaming industry would be fucking done. It's fucking in general, dude, just the buying and the fucking playing habits, dude, of fucking PC gamers, dude, is just fucking garbage. And I have a fucking gaming PC I fucking bought like 6 months ago, so. And what do I do with it? I buy fucking cheap ass shit that came out like years ago. You know, I buy fucking like Humble Bundle shit, you know, it's just fucking nothing worth getting on fucking PC, dude, it's a fucking joke.
Yeah, really. It used to be the opposite, right? You used to be able to get most games, you know what I mean? There were like different games. I suppose there still are, but not quite, didn't seem
Yeah,
like there are as much.
there's nothing like, you know what I mean? There's nothing like cutting edge that fucking anybody puts out like as fucking just on PC, like you know what I mean? It's like pushing like technology
Like how
because
Battlefield used to be before it.
right, exactly. Yep. It's fucking like, you know what I mean? Not many people make shit for PC first. It's pretty much they make it for consoles and they port it to the fucking PC. And that's because they've, you know what I mean? Everybody's fucking, oh, I'm gonna wait for a sale. I'm gonna fucking pirate it. So nobody's gonna fucking support you like that, you know? Nobody's gonna fucking bother.
Yeah, fuck that.
Don't know. Go play Dota, you fucking queers. I'm gonna play fucking.
Dota.
You'll play your free to play fucking iOS games, dude, on your fucking daddy's fucking work PC. That's fucking what most of them are.
Dude, I fucking hate these mobile games. I hate that they put any attention to them. I hate that it's
Yeah,
like
that's the
you're
other thing.
wasting time developing them.
That's
I
the
fucking
other thing.
hate
A
it.
lot of those fucking like the indie games too. It's fucking they're just like fucking. Oh, we made sure we fucking could release it on mobile, so you're pretty much playing a fucking mobile game, dude, on your fucking like $2,000 fucking state of the art fucking PC, dude. You know, it's fucking dude. Fuck you, dude. Yeah. And fucking all these fucking hipsters are bringing it full circle, dude. These fucking hipster fucking San Francisco fucking journalists, dude. Why fucking bus them, you know, into the city, dude? So, you know what I mean? I have fucking like an hour, dude, to play. I love them, dude. I love these fucking mobile games. It's like, dude, you're not a fucking, you know what I mean? Don't even fucking talk about that, you fucking faggot. Like, that's not, yeah, this is the fucking make fun. You should be making fun of these fucking games, dude, and these fucking people that you act like these fucking hardcore, you know what I mean? Real hardcore, dude, on your fucking iPad, you fucking faggot.
Yeah, dude, that shit's fucking. I don't know. I'm just not a fan of that. I just think it's come. I don't know if it's
But,
ruining the industry per se, but
well,
I just.
don't you want, like, you know, mainstream acceptance for video games? I mean, you had a fucking as wide of an audience as possible, you know? Even though it should be the opposite of if you're gonna make like a real fucking like indie game, dude, to fucking make something like personal, nobody else would fucking pick up, dude. It's like the opposite direction you should be going. Oh, I want a wide of an audience as possible. So you're fucking selling out, dude, before, you know, beforehand. Like that's what you're saying. Fuck you. Fuck everybody.
Yeah, that's pretty much the. That's what it ends up coming down to. It's nothing you can do about it. It's just fucking.
Y'all make me fucking sick. Every
It's
owner.
probably a lot of like, you know, a lot of lucky sperm too making decisions in a lot of these cases. Whether it's, you know, daddy gave you some money to run a little startup company, and now you know what I mean? Now you make mobile games. It's probably like a whole generation
Oh,
of those
absolutely.
people.
You hear about like all these shit, even like these people like fucking, oh, you get all these fucking all this attention, and it's like, dude, I hope that fucking game fails because it's fucking really dumb, and it's fucking, you know what I mean? Fucking, it's getting talked up. I just hope it fails, and fucking this guy just stops. And then it's like, oh, this game just crashed and burned, dude. Everything failed, but it's like, oh, I'm just gonna keep going because, you know, you obviously have fucking like, so you're a fucking trust fund kid, dude. Like, you know what I mean? Like, fucking, that's how it is. You have all this fucking, you know. Overpaid fucking cunt, dude. There's all this fucking extra money, dude. You're just fucking doing the shit on the side and fucking making it sound like, you know, selling it like it's your fucking life or death. The fucking game succeeds. You'd be really just a fucking trust fund, fucking metropolitan, fucking metrosexual, fucking faggot.
That's a mouthful.
Yep. I think they call that, was that an illusion I just made? Yeah, you fucking English major fucking fags. Go fuck yourself.
It's the grunt free truth.
Yeah, dude. Go play some, go play your fucking iPad, you fucking casual faggots.
Fucking iPad, dude. Get out of here with that shit. I've seen them. They're just like, who the fuck? It's stupid. I think they make like versions of everything. Like, didn't Fallout put something out too? Like,
yeah, some fucking shitty mobile game, dude. I fucking love Fallout. I'm not gonna fucking degrade myself into fucking playing some fucking game like that.
Exactly. It's like played that game forever, diehard fan, even of the original ones that nobody's probably even heard of.
I'll play fucking Fallout 1 all day, dude, before I fucking have some fucking tell them time wasting fucking go buy a fucking lunchbox, dude, and fucking get this fucking random drop. Go fuck, dude. Go strap your fucking VR helmets on your fucking head, dude, and go fucking jump in a fucking river.
Like fucking what's his name there? Dancing in the desert.
Paul Malecki, dude, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, but he's a nice guy though. You can't talk about him though. He's fucking seemed like a nice guy. That's what it all comes down to. You get it, you know, as long as they're fucking, you know, real social and fucking, you know what I mean? Those are the guys who get the coverage, you know. So it's all fucking personality based now. Doesn't matter if the game's a piece of shit, man. It's fucking fuck.
Yeah, just like a band. Like, it doesn't matter if your music sucks fucking dick, but if you look like this, that's cool, you know?
Pretty much. Part of the scene. I'm getting way too mad. I probably should just stop. Just fucking just end it before I fucking kill my dog. Fucking
yeah, just punch something, dude. Just fucking grab something and just fucking punch it.
All right,
that's what I would do.
This has been the Grunt Free Press Podcast, Episode 8. Go to gruntfreepress.com if you have any questions, any comments. You can
call us a faggot. Do something. Fuck.
Guys are too quiet out there in radio land. So, gruntfreepress.com, podcast at gruntfreepress.com, or you can want to email me directly, absolutedeicide@gruntfreepress.com. It's not decide either. If you fucking spell it wrong, you fucking retard. It's deicide.
How many times has that happened in your career? You've had that name forever.
Yeah, well, they made me change it. That's another story for another day. Anything else before we stop? They're getting running along. So.
No. Just fucking live grunt free.
Live grunt free or die.
Yep. Preferably die, but live grunt free and then die.
Donate before you die.
Definitely don't. Yeah. If there's anything you're gonna do, like if you maybe thinking about killing yourself, you know, life's not going good, you want to just take a bunch of Tylenol, but just donate before you do that. That would be my advice. Then you can just go to heaven saying you donated to Grunt Free Press.
That's how you get into heaven. You have to donate.
Yeah. Yep. You'll get right in. There's 37 virgins waiting for you as soon as you donate. You know, the virgins go up the more you donate, so keep that in mind.
Virgin per donation, per $100, I think.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, blow me. Mm-hmm.